This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown, a member of the committee that organizes Hong Kong's annual candlelight vigil for the victims of the Tiananmen Square crackdown, was arrested today on the 32nd anniversary. The arrest and ban on the vigil for a second year comes as Beijing attempts to crush pro-democracy activism in Hong Kong, which has been the last place on Chinese soil where the June 4th, 1989 event was publicly commemorated. Thousands of Hong Kong police are expected to surround a central park and patrol city streets today to prevent people from gathering to commemorate the crackdown by Chinese troops in and around Beijing's Tiananmen Square. The annual June 4th vigil in Hong Kong's Victoria Park, the world's largest, is widely seen as a symbol of the former British colony's democratic aspirations and desire to preserve its different way of life from mainland China. Authorities have warned that anyone taking part in unauthorized assemblies risks time in prison. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents are pushing for a quick vote to end his record-setting rule. The deal between a new eight-party coalition, that is not yet done and still has to go before the Israeli parliament. Meantime, a State Department spokesman said the United States' ironclad support for Israel will continue regardless of what government is in place. Netanyahu is facing the prospect of an end to his 12-year run as prime minister. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA.